Well, yeah, I mean, like I said, I've been asked about it a number of times, and I guess you can't help but just take a couple of moments and you go down memory lane a little bit. I think I don't think there's any players still playing when I threw my first touchdown, but I think it was kind of interesting that two coaches on Arizona sideline were both there my first game when I threw my first touchdown, Tom Moore and Bruce Arians, and I give both of those men a lot of credit for helping me improve as a quarterback. So, like I said earlier in the week, I do think about how many people have helped me throughout my career on something like that, and I just think about how grateful I am for that help and support. Football is the ultimate team game, and so, you know, I guess one man kind of has to accept it, but I really accept it on behalf of a lot of coaches and teammates, and I just can't tell you how grateful I am for their help and support.
Hey, do you keep footballs like that?
You know what? I've never kept a football, mainly because the receivers always keep them. You know, in Indianapolis, all those receivers always kept them, right? Reggie Wayne and Marvin, and who knows what those guys have done with, you know, 100-plus touchdowns. And so I think the equipment guys have, you know, kept my first one here as a Bronco, and I think they kept that one. So, but the rest of them, you know, all the receivers keep them. Now, we have donated a couple of them to the Canton calls for them, and so I donate them. But I put a little contract. You know, when Drew Brees or Aaron Rodgers breaks it, give me the ball back. I need to have something to play in the backyard with my kids. So, because it's all just a matter of time, I think, with some of these young quarterbacks. Well, yeah, I mean, Flip and Harry, you know, grabbed it, and so, yeah, I guess they will. You know,
will you put it someplace where you literally take it in the backyard?
I'll probably keep it in a bag, you know, keep it in a bag somewhere, have a little piece of tape around it, and it'll have some kind of mark up until, you know, Marshall grabs it and, you know, goes out and plays it with the mud some, you know, before too long, so.
Since Favre retired, has that been kind of a career milestone?
No, I don't have any type of individual goals like that. Anything that comes along the way, you know, obviously it was a festive locker room right there because we won a big ball game against a good football team. And so anything that comes along the way, I really accept it on behalf of a number of players. And how about our offensive line today, giving great protection, a lot of pass plays, and our receivers really came to play today. They answered the challenge. Arizona's got a challenging defense. They challenge your receivers, getting right up in your face, and I thought all our guys really answered that challenge with a great performance today.
Hey, you have a lot of records. Do you take any extra pride in this one?
Yeah, no. I mean, like I said, you know, throwing touchdowns is a part of playing football. But I guess for me, I feel like throwing touchdowns has helped the teams I've been on win a lot of football games. I don't think I've thrown a lot of touchdowns that didn't mean something. I mean, you know, anytime we have a big lead, all the years I played in Indianapolis, coaches would always take us out. And if we were getting beat bad, they would take us out. So any ones that I've thrown usually resulted in, you know, helping our team try to win the game or win the game. And so I think about it that way, that it helped the team. And, you know, but, you know, somebody asked me, it was my first touchdown, did we wear leather helmets then? So, you know, that was a nice, you know, free cheap shot there. So, I wouldn't start that guy on your fantasy team next week. He's not going to get a lot of balls next week, so I'll leave him nameless.
The fact that it came in a game where Demaryius breaks a record, West breaks a record.
Yeah.
What do you think
about Demaryius specifically? Because he had been talking. Yeah. You know, somebody asked me, they said, did y'all challenge Demaryius? And the truth is, Demaryius challenged himself during the bye week. He knew he wasn't playing up to his capabilities. He has high goals and, you know, high standards, and you know, for whatever reason, I think he's been thinking a lot. We did put him in the slot early with Wes being out. He's been thinking a lot, and I think it's just affected his concentration on just catching the football. And I thought he just had a good look in his eye all week, and he got back to his fundamentals and practiced well, and then played well. And then you know, as far as Wes, you know, setting the record for an undrafted player, I think that's pretty much a ha-ha moment for scouting, you know, for not drafting him, you know, in that draft class. So whoever was the general manager during, what was Wes, 2003, 2004, you know, I mean, that's, those guys, you know, ought to ought to send him an apology letter, I think. That's kind of what I – but it's a credit to Wes. He has been what I call a grinder. He's just – he works, he loves football, and I really appreciate the way he played today.
Hey, did you realize that Lane is –